So let's review. The previous Mishnah elaborated on Shavuos HaPikadon Ketzad, the ways that one becomes liable to bring a korban Hashem Gezeilos for a false Shavuos HaPikadon. Amar loy ten li pikdoini sheyesh lebiyatcha. If the Teveya, the claimant, said, give me my item that you are safeguarding for me, and the Nitfa responded, Shavuos she'en lecha biyadi, I swear that I do not have anything of yours. Or, even if the Nitfa did not actually make the Shavua, but rather the Teveya placed the Shavua upon the Nitfa and he accepted the Shavua, such as the Nitfa responded, Ein lecha biyadi, I do not have anything of yours. And the Teveya said, Meshbi'acha ani. And the Nitfa answered, Amen, Harei Zechayev. When the Nitfa later admits, he becomes liable to bring a korban Hashem Gezeilos for making a false oath. The Mishnah continues, Hishbi'a alav chamish pa'amim, bein b'fnei bezen, bein shloi b'fnei bezen, v'kafar, chayev akol achas v'achas. If the Teveya placed five shavuos upon the Nitfa, regardless of whether the kfira, the denial, was inside or outside Bezin, the Nitfa must bring multiple karbanos, one for each shavua, as Reb Shimon explains, Mimnei sheyochol lachzor l'haydis, because even if the kfira was inside Bezin, the Nitfa can still retract after each shavua and admit to the claim. Therefore, the kfira takes effect on all five shavuos. However, regarding Shavuos HaEdus, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph rules, Hishbi alein hei pa'amim b'fnei bezin v'kafur in chayavin ela achas. Because once the Edom are denied in Bezin having any knowledge about the case, they can no longer retract and testify. The Mishnah continues with another scenario of multiple Kabbanas.
If five people made their claim simultaneously, or
one claimant made four different types of claims simultaneously, or one claimant made one claim for three different types of grain simultaneously. In all these cases, it depends. If the Nitzvah responded, Shavuos she'en lecha biyadi, in the chayav l'achas. If he made one general Shavuah for all the claims, he's liable for only one carbon. However, if the Nitzvah responded, Shavuos she'en lecha biyadi, v'loy lecha v'loy lecha, or Shavuos she'en lecha biyadi, b'kudin v'tzumas yad v'gezel v'aveda, or Shavuos she'en lecha biyadi, chidin v'sa'arim v'kusmin, there is a machlekes. The Tanakama, who is your mayor, holds Shavuos she'en lecha biyadi v'loy lecha v'loy lecha, chayv al kol achas v'achas. If he stated Shavuah first and then mentioned each claim separately, he's liable for multiple karbanos because the Shavuah applies to all the following claims. While Rabbi Yezer holds, ad she'yem Shavuah b'achreina, only if he mentioned Shavuah after having mentioned the claims, is he liable for multiple karbanos because when the Shavuah is mentioned at the end, the Shavuah applies to all the preceding claims. But if the Shavuah is mentioned first, it applies only to the closest claim. While Reb Shimon holds, one, if he mentioned Shavuah for each claim, is he liable for multiple karbanos? But if he made one Shavuah, regardless of whether the Shavuah was mentioned first or last, the Shavuah applies to only the closest claim. This Gemara proceeds with a second machlokes in the way each claim is mentioned. Tan Rabbanan, Klal en Chayav al Achas, Prat, Chayav al Kol Achas v'Achas, Divrei Meir. Rameir says if the claims were generalized, he's only obligated in one karban. But if the claims were itemized, he's obligated in multiple karbanos, one for each claim. While Rabbi Yehuda says, Shavuah lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha, chayav al kol achas v'achas. Only if all the claims were connected with the letter Vav is he chayav multiple karbanos. However, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, in the chayav al achas. If all the claims were not connected with the letter Vav, he's only chayav one karban. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes amiroim in Reb Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul says, Kolol shel Reb Meir, prate shel Rabbi Yehuda. Kolol shel Rabbi Yehuda, prate shel Reb Meir. The klal of each tana is the prat of his opponent, and accordingly, Reb Meir holds, Loi lecha v'loi lecha v'loi lecha ein chayav ala achas. If all the claims were connected with the letter Vav, he's only chayav one carbon. Loi lecha, loi lecha, loi lecha, chayav al kol achas v'achas. If all the claims were not connected with the letter Vav, he's chayav multiple carbonas. While Rabbi Yechanan says, there's no machlekes regarding Loi lecha v'loi lecha v'loi lecha. Both agree that v'loi lecha is a prat, and therefore chayav al kol achas v'achas. The machlekes is only regarding loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha. Reb Meir holds loy lecha is also a prat, and chayav al kol achas v'achas. While Reb Yehuda holds loy lecha is a klal in a chayav ela achas. The Gemara proceeds with the case of ten lechitin v'sa'arim v'kus m'sheyesh l'biyadcha, shvur she'en lecha biyadi, and a chayav ala achas shvur. However, shvur she'en lecha biyadi, chitin v'sa'arim v'kus min, chayav al kol achas v'achas. Amr b'yechanan, prutu mikulo mitzterefes. If he had only one pruta worth of grain from all three types combined, he's chayv in a carbon. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding the extent of his liability. Pligiba Ravacha Ravina. One opinion holds, a prati mechayv, a klali loy mechayv. He's chayv only in three karbanis for chitin, v'sa'arim, v'kuzmin, the three separate shvuas of the three types. But he's not liable for a fourth carbon, for shvuah she'en l'cha b'yadi, the fourth general oath regarding all types. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechanan areshe itmar, aval seifa kimen l'chol chadu v'chadu b'ampe nafshi hu le'min starfi. Rabbi Yechanan referred to the resha, where he made one general shvuah. In that case, all types combined for a single chiv carbon. However, in the seifa, where he specified each type, he made a separate oath regarding each type, and each shvuah requires a shava pruta. Therefore, he's not liable for one shava pruta comprised on all three types. The other opinion, however, holds Akloli Nami Mechayev. In the Seifa as well, he also intended to make a general Shavua. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechanan Aseifa Nami Kaima. Rabbi Yechanan also refers to the Seifa, and the Nitva's initial statement was a general oath regarding all types. And he then added additional oaths regarding each specific type. Therefore, he's always liable for a Shavapruta comprised of several types. Mishnah continues with several cases which depend if the claim was for Mamayna, the Nitva is Chayev in a carbon. But if the claim was for a knas penalty, then nitfa is pater from a carbon. Anasta upesita es biti. V'oimer loy anasta v'loy pesiti. Mashbeacha ani v'ama amen chayv. If one accuses his friend of cohabiting with his 12-year-old daughter through einus, coercion, or pitoy seduction, and the nitfa swore falsely in denying it, there's a machlekes. The chum hold the nitfa is chayv in the carbon. Reb Shimon Peiter she'en mishalm knas al piatzme. Well, Reb Shimon holds he is pater from a carbon because the claim was only for knas. And since the Nitva can admit that he owes the Knas and become Pater, his kefir was not for Mamayna, a monetary claim. While the Chum hold Armulai, Avapisha in Misham Knas al Piyatzmai, Misham Baishas to Begam al Piyatzmai, he is chayv in the carbon because the claim was also for Baishas to Begam that are not a Knas. As the Gemara explains, Reb Shimon holds Knas u Teveya vele Baishas to Begam. Because Le Shavik Inish midi the kits, Vetava midi the lay kits. A person claims only Knas because it is a fixed amount, Chamishim Shkalam, while Baishas to Begam is not a fixed amount. While the Chacham hold Av Beishes Begam Hu Teveya, because Leishavig Midi Dechimayde Beilei Mifter V'Tavim Midi Dechimayde Bei Mifter. A person initially claims Beishes Begam because the Nitva is always Chayiv, even if he will be Maida. While regarding Knas, the Nitva becomes Pater if he will be Maida. The Mishnah continues Ganafte Esheri V'Hu Omer Le Ganafti Mashba'acha Ani V'Ama Amen Chayiv. If one who accused his friend of stealing his cow and the Nitva swore falsely, he is chayv in the carbon because his kefir was also for the keren, principal amount, which is mamayna. However, ganavti, avaloi tevachti, beloi mecharti, mashba'acha ani v'amba amen, pater. If the nitva admitted to stealing the cow, but he swore falsely that he did not slaughter or sell the cow, he's pater from a carbon because his kefir was only for dalad v'hei, the additional amounts, which are a knas, not mamayna. Hemes shaycher shayri, v'oimer loy hemes, mashba'acha ani v'amba amen, chayv. If the Tevei claimed that the Nitva's ox killed his ox, and the Nitva swore falsely, he's chayv in the carbon because his kefir was from a mina. However, Hemes Sharcha es Avdi, Bo'im Eloi Hemes, Mashbacha Ani V'Ama Amen Pater. If the Tevei claimed that the Nitva's ox killed his servant, and the Nitva swore falsely, he's pater from a carbon because his kefir was for Shleishim Shkalam, which is a Knas. Amalei Chavalta Bi V'Asisa Bi Chabura, Bo'im Eloi Chavalti V'Loi Asisi B'Cha Chabura, Mashbacha Ani V'Ama Amen Chayv. If the Tevei claimed that the Nitva wounded him and the Nitva swore falsely, he is chayv in the carbon, because his kfira was for the chamisha dvarim, which are mamayna. Amaloi avda, hipalte ashini besimise es einai bo'im aloi hipalte b'loi simisi, mashbacha aniva ama amen pater. If a person's servant claimed to his owner that he removed his tooth or blinded him, and the owner swore falsely, he's pater from a carbon because his kfira was for shem v'ayin, which is a knas. And the Mishnah concludes, Zaha klal, kala mashal mapiatzmi chayv. If the kfir was for any claim that one must pay even if he was maida, he's chayv in a carbon. But if the kfir was for a knas that one does not pay if he was maida, he's pater from a carbon. Hanulach perek shvus ha'edus. We have Baruch Hashem completed the fifth perek of Masechta Shvus, and will now begin the sixth perek, shvus ha'dayanin be'ez Hashem. The next perek discusses shvus ha'dayanin. Bezdin imposes a shvuah upon a person who is maida b'mikzas ha'tayna, he admits to part of the claim. As the Gemara explains, Bezdin makes the Nitva swear in the way that Avram Avinu made Eliezer swear, as the Pasuk states, Simno yotcho tachas irechi, vashbeacha b'Hashem elikei ha'shamayim. From the words b'Hashem, we derive that the Nitva must swear with Hashem's name. And from the words Simno yotcho, we derive, Tzarech latfusi chefze b'yadei. The Nitva must hold on to an object of a mitzvah, such as tefillin or sefer Torah, while he makes the shvua, as Eliezer held on to Avram's milah while he made the shvua. The Gemara concludes, Shvua mu'umid tamachacham miyushav. And Amaretz must stand while he makes the Shvua, while tamachacham may sit while he makes the Shvua. Shvua b'sefer Torah, tamachacham liketchila b'tfilin. And the Ma'aretz must hold on to a Sefer Torah while he makes the Shavua, while Talmid Chacham may hold on to Tefillin while he makes the Shavua. The remainder of the Mishnah will be discussed in the subsequent daf.